Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams, and I am just so excited to just gather with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you for all you are going to do. Thank you for what you're doing in this very moment. We are here gathered today, okay? And so I just like the song you just heard said, how many of you know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think? How many of you know that? If you're able to put in the chat, yes, I want you to say yes in the chat. If you're able to give a hand clap of praise, do that right now. But I just want y'all to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And that right there just gets me excited. I don't know about y'all, but that right there gets me super, super excited to just keep going and keep pushing forward in whatever I got going on. So whatever you got going on, I want to encourage you this morning to keep pushing, to keep doing, look, your human responsibility. And then, of course, rely on God, God's divine intervention, God's divine intervention to do what exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. The word or the phrase that the Lord shared with me this morning is trust the process. I really just got that in my spirit, and I feel as though and know as though there are some of us, including myself, that need to continue to trust the process. Okay. And of course, you know, I know you know what the word process means, but I need to share with you all the definition. So process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. I want to say that again. The word process is stated or defined as a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Too often, y'all, too often, we want to skip over the process. Skip over the process. I know I can't be the only one. I literally just said this the other day. I was like, Lord, can we skip over this process and get to the victorious part? Because I know I'm victorious by default because I'm your child, right? And so how many of you all have said that? I mean, give me a show of hands, or if you said that before. Yes. Okay, I see y'all hands going up. I see people in the chat talking about so true. Yes. So if you have said you want to skip over the process, just be real. Let's just be real vulnerable in this moment. Yes, I have said I want to skip over this process and get to the victorious part. Okay. So, or in other words, skip over the test. So when we say we want to skip over the process, we are saying we want to skip over the test, right? We want to skip over the test. But I mean, if we don't go through the test or we don't go through the process, how do we expect to have a testimony? How do we expect to have a testimony, right? So because we don't want to go through tough or troubled times, when things happen, we must remember what? That trouble doesn't last always, and weeping may endure for a night, right? Weeping may endure for a night, but what? I know y'all can finish this sentence, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. And so I know I probably said this a few prayer calls back, but our nights, it says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Our nights are not just, you know, one night, two nights. Sometimes our nights can be very, very long. I mean, who can relate to that? Your night can be very, very long, although we want this night to be like a second. We want the night to be a minute. But joy comes in the morning, right? Which is good news. That is a promise that we can stand on forever and always. That's a promise that God gives us while we are in the process, right? While we are being processed. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so what I want you to do today is look at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. I don't care what time of the day it is. I don't care what time of the day it is. But I want you to say to yourself, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Because I don't care where you're at in your career journey. You could be going through the toughest season in your career, the toughest season in your business, the toughest season in your life with health, finance, or whatever you have. But say to yourself in the mirror, good morning. Good morning. Why? Because trouble don't last always, and weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So say good morning to yourself. Good morning is here. Good morning is coming, or good morning is on the way. Good morning is here. And so say, tell yourself that, remind yourself that the morning is coming, because joy comes in the morning, right? All right, so next, and what you also have to remember is when you are going process or when you are being processed is they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wow. So when you are being processed, obviously you understand that you're in a waiting period, right? You're in a waiting period of your life, and you're like, okay, God, can we, where's the victorious part? Because I know, I know for a fact I'm victorious, but this process ain't what it is. I know some of you all can relate to that. And so, but I want to encourage you all this morning, and that if, when you wait upon the Lord, your strength is being renewed. He's giving you strength, strength not like none other, supernatural strength for you to constantly endure the process, constantly to pursue whatever it is that you need to pursue when you are being processed or when you are going through those moments, right? And then, of course, when you're being processed, I want you to always remember the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. The Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. A lot of us, when we're going, when we're being processed, we look at what we don't have. We look at what we don't have, meaning we have a lack mentality. But I want to declare and decree right now that the lack mentality must flee. It must flee and it must go quickly and it must go swiftly, because we do not have time to be adopting a lack mentality when we understand that our Lord, the Lord that we serve, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And in some versions of the Bible, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I lack nothing. And so we just declare and decree this morning, that we lack nothing and we have all that we need. Why? Not because we supplied it, but because we understand that God will supply every single one of our needs. So that's another promise that we can stand on and believe, that God will supply every single one of our needs. According to who? According to his riches and glory. Okay. And the last thing, when we are being processed, we want to remember where your help comes from. It states, my help comes from the Lord. Your help comes from the Lord. So you always want to remember that. And that's in Psalms 121. And that is your scripture that I want you all to reflect on this week. Psalms 21, it states, I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? And then it states, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. So there are 8 verses in total in Psalms 121. I want you to read those in its entirety and reflect on those throughout this work week. But I just wanted to lift up those 3 verses of Psalms 121 because it's so pivotal to understand, where does your help come from? Your help doesn't come from your job. Your help doesn't come from your significant other. Your help doesn't come from your business. Your help doesn't come from your family members, your manager, whoever. Your help comes from the Lord, period. And so we must recognize that, acknowledge it, boldly acknowledge it too, where your help comes from. And then it says the maker of heaven and earth, which is a beautiful thing because we understand our Lord to be Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We understand our Lord to be the great I am, the great I am. And then what he said, it says, he who watches over you will not slumber. Like, what? That means that God ain't falling asleep on us. He not falling asleep on us. And I know y'all been on the phone or been in meetings where y'all done seen people fall asleep in meetings, fall asleep while you talking, fall asleep in all the things that you may be doing when you're doing like a presentation. But guess what? Guess who not falling asleep? God is not falling asleep on us. When we are talking to him, when we are praying to him, he hears our humble cries. He hears our requests, and he is listening to every word that we are saying out of our mouth. So that right there deserves a hand clap. That right there deserves all the praise, because I just have this vision of people falling asleep sometimes in meetings, whether I'm talking or not, people falling asleep on the phone with you or what have you. And what I'm so happy about is that God don't fall asleep on me. God will not fall asleep on you, okay? So I just declare and decree right now that we understand that and that we remember that God hears our cries and he is not sleeping on us. Man may sleep on us, but God don't sleep on us, okay? All right. And so, y'all, I could go on and on about the being processed and everything like that, but the process is essential to our growth spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and relationally with God. As we are being processed, it's like we're forced to even get into a better relationship with God, right? We rely nothing or shouldn't rely nothing, shouldn't rely on nothing else but our God to get us through, period. So when we find ourselves being processed in our careers, businesses, or life in general, we must simply pray God gives us the what? The endurance and grace to go through the process. Believe it or not, like, one of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. We don't even talk about that a lot, right? Long-suffering. So that means trouble is going to come. The weapons may form, but guess what? What the word says, no weapon formed against me shall do what? Prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So that's why we pray when we're being processed, when we are going through the ups and downs of life, whether it's in our careers, businesses, or life in general, we just must pray that God gives us the endurance, that God gives us the resources and the grace to go through the process, whatever your process is, because everybody's process looks different, all right? Don't judge nobody's process, okay? Don't judge nobody's process. Everybody's process is different. But what we can do is pray for our neighbors, pray for our brothers and sisters as they go through their process and ask God to give them what? Endurance and grace to go through the process. All right. All right, y'all. That was what was really on my heart this morning to share with you all. I pray that that message really penetrates your heart and that you will go back and reflect on Psalms 121 this week as it shares with us where our help comes from, and our help comes from the Lord. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I ask that you bless them and meet them where they are, God, in this very moment, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the favor over our lives, God. We thank you for the favor over our situations right now. God, we ask that you accelerate timelines in our favor, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you accelerate whatever it is that we stand in the need for in this very moment, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift your name on high. God, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, God, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And God, we just surrender every problem to you. We surrender every health issue to you. We surrender every financial issue to you, every career issue to you, every business issue to you. And we put it all in your hands. We put it all in your hands, for we know that when things are in your hands, God, we understand that there is victory on the other side of this, where is victory on the other side of this, and that you are working it out for our good. You are working it out for our good. Okay, so God, we just thank you. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We thank you for surrounding us. Yes, it may look like we're surrounded by the enemy. It may look like we're surrounded on every corner, but God, we understand that when we have put it all in your hands, we are surrounded by you. We are surrounded by you. And so, God, we just focus on you. We stand on every promise that you have given us, God. And we understand by faith that it will come to pass, that it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just continue to give you all the praise. We continue to just stand on your word as we go throughout this work week, Lord. As we go throughout this work week, we just ask that you give us unexpected blessings to shower down upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. And have us to keep in mind that you have the final say, that you have the final say. And God, I ask that you directs our paths. Yes, we may not even know which way to go at this moment, but God, we just ask that you reveal it by and by to us which direction we should go, whether we should go left, whether we should go right, whether we should go straight, or whether we should just go back and just reflect on what it is that you have shared with us some time ago to do, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask that you give us the strength to go through, the strength to endure, and the strength to be processed. The strength to be processed, God, because it's going to take an extra level of strength. It's going to take an extra level of faith. So, God, we just ask that you give that to us right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you allow us to stay focused, on your word, and not to stay focused on man or whatever they may tell us, God, in this season, but to stay focused on you, because we believe what you have said. We believe your reports in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. We thank you again for your love, your grace, your mercy, your favor all upon us, God. And never take your hand off us, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.